Hello, Inclusive Android. This is Reva, also known as Beloved Misanthropy, and I'm here today to do an app demo comparison, whatever we're going to call this. We'll figure it out when we're done recording, of currency identification apps for Android. On the various Android list, a question that comes up quite a bit is there a currency identifier apps for Android? I came over from Fruit Bail. Does insert app here exist on Android? You know, so I see there's a couple different ones. Which one works the best? So we're here today to do a quick little comparison of the three more popular apps, or better known apps on Android for currency identification. The apps that we're going to be doing today are Blindroid Wallet, Darwin Wallet, and Ideal Currency Identifier. Now, this is not going to be like super deep dive. All we're basically going to do is we have money here, and we have my device here, and we are going to try to identify the money in good lighting. I'm sitting in my dining room here, so there's good lighting. I do have enough vision to tell if there's good lighting in here. And then not so good lighting, because this room has a dimmer switch, so I'm going to turn the lights down like really, really, really low and see how well the various apps do with identifying money, because I find myself sometimes, I'm out in a bar and I shoved money in my pocket and I need to pay the bartender, so I need to figure out what I'm giving to them because people are untrustworthy. So that is what we're going to do today. Now, before we get started, I'm going to sell you the specs of what I have here. The device I am using is a Motorola Moto X Pure on Android 6.0.1, and it is on TalkBack version 5.1. We are recording this in January of 2017, and I'm in the United States, and I'm using the United States currency that's in circulation at the time of this recording. Well, at least the United States currency that I have. I don't have any, like, Benjamins or 50s, so you ain't gonna hear that in this recording. But the United States currency that's in circulation that I actually have on me at this time. But this is relevant for another reason, not just the fact of proving that I'm broke. Is that in the United States, I believe within the next 2 to 3 years, I believe the 5, the 10, and the 20 are going to be redesigned. So, supposedly, they're supposed to have features for the blind and visually impaired to tell them apart because of various court cases that got settled and all this. But it's the U.S. government, and who knows when it's actually going to happen. But the redesign is going to happen. So, that is relevant. So, yeah, you're listening to this in 2019. and trying to use these apps, you might want to know that, yeah, this is the time I'm recording this. Also, specifically, Ideal Currency Identifier and Darwin Wallet have not been updated at the time of this recording since 2014, and I'm honestly not even sure of the status of the developers, if they're even active. I believe that Ideal Currency Identifier was getting U.S. grant money from the Bureau of Engraving and Printing or something like that. And so I don't know what the status of that is or if they're still being funded. Also, same thing with the Darwin Wallet people. I don't think they were getting money from the government, but I'm not sure of that app's developer, if they're active, if they have any plans to update that at all. So I'm not sure. I know the Blindroid apps people, the people who do Blindroid Wallet, they are active, albeit they're putting out super useful applications like Karma Sutra now. But that's a whole nother thing that we're not going to get into here. The last update for Blindroid Wallet at the time of this recording was late, I believe October 2015. So, and they are active and they are, adding currencies and things like that, because Darwin Wallet has international currency available. Not a bunch, but they do. Again, all these apps are in the finance section of Inclusive Android. So if you want to go look at the description and get the Play Store URL, you can. But Blindroid does have non-US currency. Darwin Wallet has non-US currency that's available for people who are international. Ideal currency identifier does not. It only does U.S. currency. So, yo, and I believe that all three do work offline. I have a data connection, though, on my device that I'm using, so. But I believe that all three do work offline. So now that we got all the particulars out of the way, we are going to, well, start identifying money here. So I have money, so I'm going to put this on the table. And we're going to start with Blindroid Wallet. Now the lights are on and up in the dining room here. And
9:21 p.m. Device unlocked. Home. Folder. Travel and app folder. Blindness apps. Folder opened. 3x3. Darn wallet. Blindroid wallet.
We're going to start with Blindroid wallet.
Loading of United States. Blindroid wallet flash is on to close.
All right, so the flash is off on my device, and so we're going to hold this up. And let's see, I'm about, say, 5 to 6 inches above the bill here, and the camera light flash is off. Let's see.
Focusing.
It says focusing.
If you like this app, please support that Blindroid Apps project.
Okay, that's their promotional messages of support here in Blindroid Wallet, but it's not saying if it's going to identify it. So we're going to toggle the light on here on my device here.
Menu button. Top settings. Showing items toggle off light. Blindroid Wallet.
Yep. Okay.
Overview button. Overview. Flash is on Android Wallet.
We're going to
top settings. Focus
and
toggle light.
Here we go. Flash is on now. Let's see. 5 to 6 inches above the bill.
Focusing. $20 back.
Oh, okay. That's $20 back. And that is with the flash on. And now we are going to turn the lights down here really low in my dining room here. So the lights are, like, really, really low. Like, I can barely see them, so it's kind of dark in here. So now we just have the flash on my device. So, yeah, pretending we're in the bar now, I gotta pay the bartender. So here we go. See, we're gonna grab a different piece of money here. And let's see.
If you like this app, please support that Blindroid Apps project.
About 5 inches above the bill. Let's see.
$1 front.
Okay, it's a one. That's not going to buy anything in a bar. Well, maybe a shot, depending if they're specials. Haha. So, yeah, that's Blindroid Wallet. So, yeah, that is Blindroid Wallet in good lighting without the flash on and with the flash on and not so good lighting with the flash on.
Home button.
So we are now.
Overview. Blindroid Wallet. Showing items. Blindroid Wallet is missed.
Are going to switch to Darwin Wallet.
Folder. Travel and navigation. Folder. Blindness apps. Folder opened. 3x3. Darwin Wallet. Landscape. Loading US dollars. Folder closed. Darwin Wallet.
And right now, my dining room is still dark. I still have the lights dimmed. So we're going to toggle on the flash here.
Menu scanning. Menu button. Settings. Focusing. Home button. Tips and tricks. Focus camera. Toggle light.
All right. So this is focusing. Not good lighting, and we're going to grab another different piece of money here. And let's see how it does. And we're about 5 to 6
focusing.
Inches above the bill. So again, this is Darwin.
Oop. 20 front.
Oop. You said 20 front, okay. We're going to grab a different piece of money here. And we're going to go turn the lights back up here in my dining room. So hold on. All right, we turn the light back up for good lighting.
Focusing.
And we are going to
Light.
Okay, so we just turned off the light and we're in the good lighting. We just turned the lights back up.
Focusing.
in my dining room. So we have different piece of money here.
Focusing.
And we're about 5 inches above the bill. And let's see.
Focusing.
So again, we're about 5 to 6 inches. We're holding the device about 5 to 6
Focusing.
Inches above the bill. And this is in good lighting with my device flash off.
Focusing.
So still not getting anything, so we're going to toggle the light
Settings.
On.
Settings. Toggle light. Dark wallet.
Right, so we're in good lighting with, we just turned the flash of my device on. What do we got here?
Focusing.
About 6 inches above the bill. We're holding my device. And let's see.
Focusing. 5 front.
Oop, okay. We got a 5. All right, and we're going to grab a different piece of money. Albeit.
Focusing.
Which is about older than Methuselah. This is a really wrinkly, messed up dollar or whatever it is. I don't know if it's a dollar, though. We'll see.
Focusing.
Again, about...
Front.
Oop! It is a dollar, and it's the front. I identified that rather quickly, actually. Alright. So, yeah. So, that's Darwin Wallet. Real quick. So, yeah. So far...
Double tap to activate. Double tap.
Both of them seem to do pretty
Focusing.
Well.
Home
we are now
Home.
Going
button.
To do
Home
ideal
button.
Currency John identifier.
John
so let's go here.
Folder, lineless apps. Folder open, 3x3.
All right, ideal currency
identifier.
All right. Okay, it's been a minute since I've used this one. It's been since about the gingerbread days. So let's see how well this will work. All right. And again, we're holding my device about 5 to 6 inches.
$5 bill front.
Oh, there we go. And there's no flash on this one. And this is in good lighting. So that went pretty fast. So we're going to grab a different bill here. All right. Let's see. What do we got?
$1 bill front.
Oh. Okay, that went pretty quickly. Again, this thing doesn't even have a way to turn on the flash, and this is just the regular lighting of the dining room here. So, all right, so let's see. And again, holding it about...
$5 bill front.
Oh, okay. That did good. I know some people were having problems with getting ideal to work. So yeah, this is all in good lighting, so now we're going to go... And again, dim the lights in my dining room here. So again, it's like we're hanging in the bar. It's after a show. We've had a drink or 5. Not right now. But, you know, so we gotta pay the bartender. Maybe. So let's see if it can identify it in not very good lighting here. Again... Holding it about 5 to 6 inches above the bill. And I don't know if you can hear it, but it vibrates. So let's see. And it's kind of still vibrating at me. And again, there's no way to turn the flash on this one.
$9.29.
So.
Back button. Overview button. Menu button. Overview button. Menu button. Startup info. Back button. Startup info. Double tap to activate. About. About. Overview button. About. Double tap to. Overview button. Back button. Startup info. Paragraphs. Lines. Startup info. Startup info.
So yeah, I'm just showing you that there's no way to turn on the flash on this one. So yeah, so this is not very good lighting. And So I'm holding it up above the bill, because as we know, yeah, all of them say, you need to have ideal lighting, blah, 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 and we all know that doesn't always happen. And it's not giving me any results here, so we're going to switch bills and see maybe if that will do the difference here. And again, holding it about 5 to 6 inches above the bill.
28 new messages.
That's email notifications. Sorry, y'all. And it's kind of just vibrating at me. But again, this is not particularly good lighting, and there's no way to turn on the phone's flash with this one. So, So yeah, it's just beeping at me. Well, vibrating at me, so. But we're gonna go back and turn the lights up in my dining room here. And so, yet again, holding it.
$1 bill back.
Oh, there we go. So yeah, it looks like this one, because you can't turn on the flash, you're gonna have to actually be in good lighting for this one, as opposed to with Darwin wallet and Blindroid wallet. You know, you can turn on the flash of your phone and you can, you know, still identify money in not necessarily the best lighting. Now, so, and keep in mind, ideal currency identifier is from, you know, the Android, you know, 2.2, 2.3 days. So maybe that's part of the reason why it doesn't have the feature to turn on the flash. I don't know. You have to ask the developer. But, I mean, all of them do work, you know, and will identify money, you know, like I said. But personally, for me, I would probably stick with Darwin or Blindroid. And obviously, if you're somebody listening internationally, yeah, I might want to do Blindroid, because that has currencies that I've never even heard of before available for it. But, I mean, all three work. All three did pretty decently. Like I said, the only knock against Ideal is that in not so great lighting, it just kind of just vibrates at you and doesn't really do anything. But in good lighting, all of them seem to do pretty well. You know, if you hold the device about 5 to 6 inches above the bill. So, you know, so, I mean, like I said, this is just a quick little comparison of which ones, you know, do good or semi-decently in good lighting and not so good lighting. So yeah, so you can, you know, you can download them and try them all. Or you can say, hey, I liked how this one did, and I'm going to go and download this one from this demonstration. So yeah, this is just a quick demo. This is not, you know, complete going through all the settings. You can do that yourself. So yeah, but I'm going to stop talking because this is getting lengthy. But yeah, if you want to contact me, I am on the various Android lists. I'm on Eyes Free. I'm on BeAndroid. I'm on there every day. So if you want to find me on the list, you can. But if you absolutely need to contact me, like urgently, like now, the best way of doing that would be Twitter. My Twitter is at JadedAngel143. I will spell that. JadedAngel143. Again, it is JadedAngel143. That's my Twitter username. So if you need to contact me really quickly, urgently, that is the best way, because I always check Twitter. So again, this is Reva, also known as Beloved Misanthropy for Inclusive Android. And, well, everybody have a good 2017.